It's time to take a look at greyhound racing with this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you. Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Simon. How are you going today?
Good, Stewie. How's things?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Luckily, we've had some great racing over the last few days to look back on, and as well a couple of hot races coming up across the country over the next few weeks, or the next few days, rather. So plenty to discuss.
The maturity semi-finals on at the Meadows this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. These look absolutely cracking races, Simon. We had the heats of this series to kick things off last Saturday night. No doubt who was the star of the show at the Meadows. Jeff Britton taking out four heats with his greyhounds, Vanderwarp, Mpunga Blaze, Mpunga Tycoon and Paradiso Last. A terrific achievement when you consider both the quality of greyhounds who have won this series in the past. Remember, some of the greats of the sport, like Brett Lee and Fernando Bale, have won the Maturity Classic in the past, plus the quality of greyhounds involved in these heats as well. A wonderful effort by Jeff. And just looking at a couple of his wins as well. Look, we picked Mpunga Tycoon on last week's podcast before the series started, and he got the job done in terrific style. He jumped like an absolute bullet from box one in his heat. The good news for Jeff and for us is that Mpunga Tycoon will jump from box one in the fourth semi-final this Saturday night. But that was a great win, as it was as well for Mpunga Blaze, a greyhound who has come back from a bit of a break but got the job done last Saturday night as well. A couple of other trainers who had great nights in the heats last Saturday night. Well, Tony Brett, the Queenslander, continued his great run of form. He scored two wins with Fast Times and Opal Nera. Fast Times, the recent Group 1 Winter Cup winner. Top effort by those two greyhounds. And also the Western Sydney trainer, Jodie van Enkhuizen. She flew the flag brilliantly for New South Wales. She scored two winners with Chalet Palais and Set to Storm, who looks a really exciting talent, already a finalist in the recent Group 1 Peter Mosman Classic. So these semi-finals coming up on Saturday night at the Meadows, Simon, look absolute crackers. Of course, the markets will be at tab.com.au.
And a couple of heats of the Destiny Fireball for the Stayers. Burn One Down, the $1.45 favourite in the second of those heats.
Yeah, you can't really argue with that. It says it all, doesn't it? Burn One Down, being Australia's best stayer over the last 18 months, run some brilliant times and won 29 of his 46 starts so far. He's got box three in the second heat. Look, if you're looking for a bit of value here, I think Eddie Ripper, the New South Wales stayer who's got box seven in the first heat, could be worth a look. Look, she finished second at Bathurst over the 700 metres on Monday when she absolutely rattled home. Now, she must give her trainer, Michael Eberon, a real roller coaster watching her races, because she usually starts so slowly, looks out of the race, but then she takes off midway round. She's an absolutely brilliant sight when she's in full cry. If anyone can stop Burn One Down in the fireball, I think it's Ebby Ripper. The top four from each heat on Saturday night progress to the final, which again is on a Saturday week at the Meadows. What a wonderful night's racing that should be.
Yeah, Jason Lincoln will be trackside on the big night for Sky Racing. Now tonight, Stewie, we've got the Rockhampton Cup heats on in Queensland.
Yeah, that's right. Three high-quality heats of this one as well to look forward to, Simon. Now, among the contenders here, we've got this year's Group 2 Queensland Derby winner, Rather Dapper, trained by John McCarthy, who's got box three in the second heat. Rather Dapper's kennel mate, Slick, has got box one in the third heat. And John was talking up that greyhound's chances on going greyhounds this week, so Slick, maybe one to keep an eye on as well. One of the locals I like the look of, 12 plus 2, who's run some flying times at Rockhampton, jumps from box 6 in heat 1. But certainly two of the biggest dangers are, well, that man again, Tony Brett, two chances. Zabdon Ferrari, the Townsville Cup winner from last year, and an Ipswich Cup runner-up as well, who's got box 2 in heat 1. And Tony's other chance here, Zabdon, or rather Split Image, who's got, I think, box 8 in the second heat. Now, Split Image has had two looks at Rockhampton recently, and she's won her two races there, both times in excellent fashion as well. So Split Image, box 8 in the second heat in the Rockhampton Cup heat, and she's the one to beat in this series, I think.
And next Monday in Victoria, we've got the Group 2 Shepparton Cup heat getting underway.
We certainly do. Now, this should be a super series with plenty of Victoria's quality greyhounds involved here. Look, I would imagine the likes of Aston Bolero and Strike a Light This year's Golden Easter Egg winner will be engaged in this one. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic series. Fields for this one, not out just yet. They're going to be available at grv.org.au. So keep an eye out for that. The full markets, of course, will be at tab.com.au. But whatever happens, the Shepparton Cup will certainly be a fantastic series.
And before we wrap it up, Stewie, what's happening around the state over the next 7 days?
Well, just that we've got a terrific week of racing ahead across the country, of course, not just here in New South Wales. We're really looking forward to another great racing, a great night's racing at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. And look, that should be absolutely fantastic night there. Don't forget, for all your field, form, expert picks and news, it's thedogs.com.au. And of course, for all the markets, check out tab.com.au.
Thanks very much for your time, Stewie. I'll catch you for Chasing Rewind at 10:45 Sunday morning.
I'm looking forward to it already, mate. You take care.